the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Education is an area of concern for citizens in Missouri. More specifically, locally, early childhood education and poverty have remained red flag areas for years. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Dr. David Huff, Dean of the College of Education at Missouri State University, is my guest today to talk about the intersection of poverty and education. He also brings to light current trends and ways that the system can be reformed to give more individualized attention to the students who may not have as much or any support at home.
Most of my research on poverty or research on school organization, how do we group children in a way that's going to help them learn best, would suggest this. We need more teachers. We need more teachers with more help in the classroom over an extended period of time. And help in the classroom is not just grading papers or sitting in the back or doing menial things. It is working with children, helping them one-on-one. And so if you could imagine a third grade classroom with, say, 24 students and eight adults, you could have three children per adult in small little learning communities. And one of those eight adults could be the regular classroom teacher, and the other seven could be parents. They actually could be older siblings and so on and so forth. And that's not my idea. That goes back two decades ago when one of the State of Missouri Teachers of the Year was doing that in her fifth grade classroom down in the Boot Hill. And she spent her summers in the homes of her kids, and she said, I want someone to be in the classroom next fall at least once a week so that when I make assignments and that child goes home, you can help them with those assignments. And on any given day, she might have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 adults, and they're not always parents. They'd be guardians, older siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents, but somebody connected to that child in her classroom who could then follow up after school and support what she was doing.
The skyrocketing levels of children who are living in poverty is causing institutions, like Missouri State, to consider how to better prepare teachers for the realities they may encounter. One way, Huff says, is to remove the traditional student-teacher label and make them a co-teacher instead. He explains.
One is to intentionally place future teachers in those school environments where they encounter these children and their families and this culture so that they can see firsthand and work with career teachers who have been addressing this issue for quite some time. That's to get them out of the traditional classroom and see the real world. The other thing that is new and cutting edge, at least for us at Missouri State, in our elementary program and soon to be in other programs in special education, we hope, and others, instead of sending one of our future teachers into a student teaching environment for a short period of time to try to prepare them to teach, we're starting them in the summer, pairing them with a master teacher prior to the school year starting in the fall. And they work together, they go to their district's professional development together, they set up the classroom together, and on day one of school, they start teaching together. We call that co-teaching. Mm-hmm. It's not student teaching. And we call these individuals interns, not student teachers, and they spend an entire academic year from August to May with a master teacher in the classroom.
This shift away from the traditional student teaching model doesn't come without its challenges, though. And while Missouri State addresses what they can do to ensure success for the teachers they are preparing, this model requires a lot of effort from the master teachers as well.
We're struggling to figure out how we teach traditional course content at the same time the interns are on the job. And so we're looking at, say, a course in classroom management that we can teach on site and actually have the master teacher or someone in the district that we hire as a teacher in residence teach that to the students so that they learn it in a practical setting. Curriculum development's another one. Instead of developing a theoretical curriculum or a curriculum in a traditional class on campus that shows that students know how to do it, they do it on site with their master teacher and then they actually teach it. So it's a real-life experience.
That was Dr. David Huff, Dean of the College of Education at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.